Welcome to the Brett Frost Sports Podcast, the number one sports podcast in the peninsula. I'm with my boy, Brandon J. Stovall. It is Saturday, November 23rd, 2019, the day before Sunday night prime time. Aaron Rodgers, discount double check, Aaron Rodgers heading into Levi's Stadium. Niners trying to stay in first place, continue to run away with the division, Stovall, if we can. It is an absolute battle. Stovall, what do you see going down Sunday? Let's start with the Niners and the Green Bay Packers on Sunday night, prime time.
Prime time. It is an absolute bloodbath with those top teams, man. This game, a lot of people are thinking that this is a turning point, right? You take down a top five quarterback, you're proving something to somebody, right? I think we've kind of gotten past the, we need to prove something to someone and beat a top team, beat a top QB. Cause earlier in the season, we're getting all the hate for playing crap quarterbacks. So this one's going to be electric. I expect Levi's to be popping off once again. The past two outings here at Levi's has been absolutely insane. The fans are getting rowdy. The stadium's just coming alive. I can finally say we're breaking in Levi's Stadium how it should be. So I'm going to be excited. You got the local boys in town, Aaron Rodgers, who is a local guy. Devontae Adams, who we went to
elementary school with.
Another local guy. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, man. This is going to be a big time game at Stovall. The stretch, this coming stretch for the Niners, Packers, Ravens, Saints, Falcons, Rams, Seahawks to finish the year off.
Yeah. I think I saw a stat where it was the first time ever a team has had to face, three or four consecutive teams that have three losses or less. I think this is the first time ever a team has had to face that competition going forward. So in my head, if we come out 1-3 on this trek here,
or one and two, you mean?
Well, yeah, I'm taking Packers, Ravens, Saints, and Falcons.
Okay.
Don't rule Falcons out. They can score. I know their record doesn't prove anything and show up very well at 3-7. They can still play well. But if we can come out 1-3 on this trek, I think we'll be sitting pretty good heading into the last two divisional games.
Yeah, I think the Niners can for sure come in, because you're saying just beat one of the next four teams.
Yeah, beat one of the next four teams.
Yeah, the Niners are going to do that.
Yeah, we'll be ten and five heading into the last couple of games. So,
ten and four, heading
in the last and final two games of the season. I think two more games, and you know, I think if we can pull off two more games, we probably clinch.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. So for this game against Green Bay, Stovall, I like the over here.
Yeah.
47.5. I'm going to go with the over. Like the last, four games the Niners have played in has been over 50 points.
Yeah.
So I think it'll go over 47.5 with Rodgers in town. I think the Niners win by like a field goal.
By field goal.
I think it's going
to
be a
come down to the rookie, McLaughlin.
Yeah. I think we're going to win by a field goal here. It's going to be a battle. I'm excited to watch it. Stove. I hope the defense can hold up. They should be able to hold up at home and, you know, keep Green Bay around that 24 point mark.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they get more than 24.
I think that's a safe number. I think 24 is the mark where if we can hold them to 24, I think we pull this one out by a touchdown.
27-24 I'm going with.
27-24. So I think I feel really safe with a 24 spot, only allowing Aaron Rodgers and the clan to put up 24. I think that's a pretty safe number. I haven't watched too many Packers games this year, but I do know that they had been struggling with their offensive line. So it's going to be interesting to see what our defensive line and our front guys are going to be able to pull off. Now, I know that we are going to be missing some key pieces. I think Dee Ford is already ruled out. So we are going to be missing some key pieces here on our defensive side, but we just need to get to Aaron Rodgers, force him to make those quick check down throws and not allow the deep ball. If we can keep everything in front of us, we have one of the best defenses in the league, no doubt. So keep everything in front of us. Don't let anything go over our heads.
Don't give up the big plays.
Yeah, don't give up the big play. We pull this out by probably a touchdown.
Let me ask you this, Stubb. Does the run game bounce back?
I think so. I know that we were getting a little bit of I wouldn't say lazy on the run game, but we were leading the league in rushing attempts per game. And then we kind of sidestepped and went another direction once we had to. We did have to in some situations, but Jimmy G is throwing up in the 30s now. He's getting up to the high 30s in attempts. And our rushing game, granted, Matt Breida didn't play last week, so that did have hinder the run game. But I would like to see at least 20 rush attempts. I think last week we probably had it somewhere in the low teens. So I think we bounce back. It's going to be in prime time, so we bounce back. We get our ball rolling. We get the boys in motion. We get the front line pushing with huge check coming at them. So I think this is going to be a good one.
Awesome. So I got to get your reaction to the helmet in Cleveland.
The helmet
in Cleveland. The fight. The mini brawl. Myles Garrett, Stovall. I'm gonna get your reaction on that. What should happen to Myles Garrett?
I think this is a final write-up for him, to be honest. This is a final write-up for this guy. He's had a couple of incidents, and three games? Did he get suspended 3 games? Something like that.
Before, you're saying before?
Yeah. This is a final write-up for this guy. If he runs into any more trouble, this guy's going to find himself sitting on the sidelines or possibly out of the league. Definitely. You never want to see that, right? This guy stripped off a dude's helmet, Mason Rudolph's helmet, and started waving that thing around like he was a gladiator. Come on. He was out for blood, man. If he would have made contact with that helmet against that dude's head, the guy would have been in concussion protocol, no doubt.
Yeah, man. He maybe could have killed him.
Yeah, and you never want to do something intentionally like that, you know? So
in his defense, Stovall, I will say this. I did see photos get posted by Marcellus Wiley came out and posted a couple photos, and it was Rudolph grabbing Garrett's like junk and like going to kick him in the junk. It was like two photos as well that I saw. Uh-huh. I mean, they were just photos, but like it looked pretty bad. Obviously, you don't take the guy's helmet off and hit him with the helmet. But are you surprised that Rudolph didn't get at least one game?
I don't know. I mean, they're all about trying to protect the quarterback in this league. So I think the quarterback has a little bit more of a leeway.
Well, yeah.
So... And it's like the old saying, the guy who strikes seconds is the one who gets in trouble. So I personally didn't even see the photo. I don't know if it was leaked or not.
Yeah.
But it's usually the guy who gets caught second with his hand in the cookie jar is the one who takes the most damage. So I don't know. It's tough to say.
That was insane, dude. The game is over.
The game
is
over.
Won the game, and he did initiate it with the cheap shot.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people saying Rudolph initiated. Like, no, dude. Garrett wrapped him up after the play.
Yeah.
Threw him down.
Like you don't need to take it that far.
And you're winning. Like, just let the clock run out.
Exactly. And then that other dude comes out and cheap shots on Rudolph at the end when he's on.
Yeah, he got suspended.
it's, you don't like to see that in professional sports. It's going to be interesting because these teams play each other in like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
So hopefully hopefully they can get a handle on this and not have this rivalry get way too out of hand.
Soval, you got a lock of the week for us or any games that you're looking at that you like this week?
Those guys out of the Motor City, man. And Motor City boys.
Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit, man. I think they're favored by 3, I think, on the Redskins.
Yeah.
The Redskins are playing terrible football. Dwayne Haskins is not ready.
Adrian
Peterson is the only other guy out there that's somebody I know. So, to be frank, I think, well, I mean, 3 points on a crappy Redskins team. I do understand that Matt Stafford is out and he's probably going to be out for a few weeks. And what, Jeff Driscoll is going to be, wherever his name is, Jeff Driscoll is going to be filling in. But he's been playing pretty good QB1. So 3 points, I would take that. And I did take that. So,
yeah, I think like this week, there's not a lot of games that I like, to be honest with you. Like I said, I like the over on the Niners game. Maybe the over on the Steelers Bengals because it's so low, 37.5.
Yeah.
Maybe that game goes over. Giants Bears could potentially go over as well. That's only 40 points. There's not a lot of games I like. One that was kind of interesting was like, how do the Browns react to the, you know, to the Dolphins? Like a long week. Obviously, this whole Myles Garrett thing. Yeah. They're 10.5 point favorites. It's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Against the Dolphins. I mean, that one's kind of interesting.
The Browns are risky.
Yeah.
They could show up.
I mean the Dolphins. That's what I mean. Like, I mean, I would look to take the Dolphins there.
Yeah.
Right? What do you think? Like,
so the Browns, two things could happen. They could show up and blow up, or as in blow up as in play terribly. Or they can show up and show out. So it's really tough to say. You don't know until like the first quarter with the Browns, to be honest. I do not like betting for or against the Browns. You don't know what Brown team is going to show up that
That's
day.
That's true, dude. Right? It's too risky.
Odell could be throwing a fit or he can be throwing the ball and scoring touchdowns. So it's super risky. The Dolphins are just kind of sneaky. I feel like they might be able to sneak something in there and, who knows, pull out a win against someone we wouldn't expect. I don't know. Against the Browns, any other team, I'd probably take it. But against the Browns, who the heck knows? So, way too unpredictable. There's not too many matchups that I'm going to touch this week, except for probably I'll put a little money down for the Niners. And then
that
Redskins. Detroit Lions.
Niners. Yeah, dude, this was a weird week for football. I guess we got to jump back over to the NBA really quickly, Stovall. The Association. Luka Doncic at 20 years old can't even have a legal drink, Stovall. He can't even have a sip of this Bud Light right now. This guy is playing out of his mind.
Yep.
This is the best 20-year-old I think I've ever seen since I've been alive following the NBA. Someone at 20 years old doing what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, he's playing like he's been in the association for 10 years.
Yeah.
He's controlled. He has a very slow pace to his play. He's not somebody who's going to lead a fast break and just throw down in your face or make that crazy move, but he's very controlled when he has the ball. From his dribbling to his passing to his shooting, he always has control. And this, you know, this kid, because he's a kid, you know, he's 20 years old. He's got a lot of upside. And something's in the water in Dallas and Mark Cuban with those Dallas Mavericks about getting these stud Europeans. I want to know. I want some of their, whatever they're drinking, I want some of that because able to find these guys. And I think, I mean, one of going back to the draft of last year, right, when the whole trade went down for Luka, or the draft pick, I guess, for Luka and Trae Young, Cuban was getting some criticism because of it, and because he had to give up another draft pick just to get that position. Those people are eating their words right now.
Yeah, it's paying off, dude.
This guy's in an MVP race. Yeah, Trae Young is playing pretty good ball. The Hawks aren't very good. And Trae Young isn't just taking over the game like Luka Doncic is. And I mean, this guy, there's so much potential with this dude. So he's exciting.
Who does he remind you of? So if you had to pick a comparison, because for me, he's kind of like Larry Bird and LeBron a little bit. Yeah. Like he kind of has that, I don't know, he's like Larry Bird and LeBron, dude. If I had to put names to him, just because of Larry Bird's, like what Larry Bird could do, and his, like you said, like playing with pace, crafty, never seemed out of control, kind of like a little like whoop de doop de doop to his game, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But then at the same time can kind of do everything like LeBron can do, obviously, right. Much less athletic than LeBron, but you know what I mean? Doesn't he kind of, and he's got the size, right? He's 6'7" and has some size. Yeah. And
I think that's a good comparison. I remember comparing him to somebody. I can't remember who exactly it was.
Bird can do, and dude, the other thing people don't realize about Bird, like Bird could pass, dude. Bird could do everything too, honestly. His defense, you know, his defense wasn't, but he gets steals and everything. But obviously, Luka, that's the knock right now on Luka, is his defense. Mm-hmm. I think he'll get better though. I think he'll continue to get better.
Yeah.
And I think with the Mavericks, they got to find pieces around him that can play off him and that can make up for his lack of defense on the other end. Like they need to get the right guys around, kind of like what the Sixers did with Allen Iverson back in the day. You got to just keep working it, keep trying to find the right core that fits. Mm-hmm. I still don't even think the Mavericks are that talented.
No.
From a talent perspective, they really don't have that much talent.
Yeah. They got Porzingis and Luka are the two probably main scorers on that team. I'm trying to think who else is on the team.
I mean, JJ Perea.
Yeah, I mean Courtney Lee's had his moments, but you know, his career is winding down. Oh, they do have that ugly dude.
Boban?
Ugly, yeah, Boban.
7'4" Boban.
Arguably the ugliest guy in the NBA.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Boban.
Yeah.
They have some, Justin Jackson isn't too bad. Tim Hardaway Jr., he's kind of a hit or miss guy. But I mean, they have a decent team, but
yeah.
Nobody else that kind of just jumps off the page.
They're the biggest surprise though, right now, sitting at 10-5, Stovall, fifth seed in the West. They're definitely the biggest surprise, right?
That or the Suns. I mean,
Suns at 7-7.
The Suns at 7-7, and I think they're leading the league in points scored or something like that.
Dude, we got to go to the biggest disappointment, and they pick up Carmelo Anthony. The biggest disappointment right now is still Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah.
They're in desperation mode. They go out and bring Carmelo Anthony in, mid-range Melo.
Melo.
Just mid-range Melo. What do you see there at Portland? I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the move. Obviously, I'm happy for Carmelo. They need defense, dude. They've never been able to stop anybody.
No.
And you lose what? They lose Mo Harkless.
Yep. Aminu.
They lose him. Yeah. The Aminu's
gone.
Turner's
gone. Yeah. I think they're just looking for something to bring in to kind of kickstart this team.
Get out of the funk.
Yeah. Get out of the funk and light some fire under someone's butt, because I mean, third to last.
5-11 right now in the West.
Goodness gracious. The Pelicans are playing better ball than they are. and this team was in the Western Conference Finals last year.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know, got swept by the Warriors. So not just swept, but they got skunked by the Warriors last year in the Western Conference Finals. So they need to look for something, whether it's trading some pieces. I think they lost Cantor too. They lost quite a few guys. So, I mean, I don't know. I think Portland better make some better acquisitions here. Maybe pick up Jamal Crawford or something to have a solid six man off the bench.
You like, you want them to pick up Jamal Crawford?
I think, I mean, if you're 5-11 and you have that roster and your expectations, and really,
so you would have liked them to bring in Jamal Crawford instead of Carmelo.
I think so. I mean, I think that's going to offer you something better, especially if Crawford's willing to come off the bench, because Carmelo's, you know, we all know what he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to. And Jamal Crawford's always had a little bit quicker step. I see guys just going to be attacking.
Yeah, I think they needed a wing though, Stovall. That's the whole thing. They needed a wing. Brought Melo in.
I guess.
I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows?
We'll see what happens there, man. We got to go over to the Eastern Conference really quickly, Stovall. You were telling me about a trade that you saw that was in the works.
Yeah, it was Mo Bamba and Aaron Gordon potentially for DeMar DeRozan. So Magic trying to, I don't know if it was the Magic going after it or
that's
Spurs
a terrible, that's it. A terrible trade for the Magic.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, Mo Bamba has a lot of upside. He's young.
Aaron Gordon's a stud.
You know, he's been in a, I think he's been in the All-Star game last year.
Still, right? That's a terrible trade.
yeah. I don't know what the contracts look like. And
yeah,
you know, so I don't really know too much more depth in it, but I did hear something circulating. Dude, the East is just a cluster of
teams
that are playing good here, poorly there. There's nothing exciting coming out of the East except for maybe the Sixers.
Mean as far as like fun to watch or as far as just...
Like fun to watch. I mean, I guess maybe the Knicks because they're young and they have their like
the Knicks.
Height. Yeah.
Like 4-11 stuff all.
Yeah, because they got
like watching the Knicks play.
I mean, if they're playing at Madison Square, yeah. But,
MSG.
You know, if they're playing anywhere else, they're significantly the underdog. But they just have like a lot of young guys out there, and it's always fun.
You're
kind of
interested to see how they develop, basically.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's face it, like, a lot of these young guys are going to be taking over the NBA sooner or later, right? We're going to be talking 2 years from now, who's the next MVP that's came out of the 2018 or 2019 draft class.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time before some of these guys find their way, whether it's on the team that they're on or they go to a different team and, you know, kind of pop off and explode. And on the side note, it's always fun watching guys that are a little bit younger than you playing in the NBA. Now we can actually say that. It's just interesting.
So who do you like then on the Knicks out of the young guys, like Kevin Knox, Dennis Smith Jr., RJ Barrett?
I really like Mitchell Robinson.
Okay, Mitchell Robinson.
That guy can hoop. There's two big guys that
Lonzo
are really
Trier's young. Pretty good.
Lonzo Trier, yeah, but he got moved way back in the rotation.
He did.
I don't even think he's playing anymore.
Yeah, he did.
He's DMPing a lot. I think two of the most entertaining guys I like to watch, and I think I believe to be some of the best young up-and-coming big guys, which some guys might be overlooking, is Mitchell Robinson and then Jared Allen on the Nets. Those two guys are really young and they can ball.
Yeah, dude. Mitchell Robinson's making the most of his minutes. 10 points in 18 minutes. Was that six? Yeah, 6.5 boards. Yeah,
yeah.
10 and 6.5 in 18 minutes is pretty good.
And they're really athletic and they have a really long wingspan. So, I mean, they might not be blocking every single shot. I think Mitchell Robinson's a better shot blocker. But I mean, just a presence in the key, and that we're in that day of age where, you know, the big guys got to be athletic. There's no longer pass it into the post, do your post move and your counter
there's
move.
There's no Zach Randolphs hanging around.
There's no more Zach Randolph
at the four spot. Like even at the four spot, dude, you can't.
Yeah, exactly. Or Elton Brand's out there.
Elton Brand. Goodness.
But it's the day of the age where athleticism is going to kill you. And if you're not athletic, you don't have quick feet. Like Boban, dude, the guy is an animal. He's what, 7'4" or something like that.
He can't move.
So he plays what, 8-10 minutes a game?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in to the number one sports podcast in the peninsula. We're going to keep dropping this heat. Go to the website, brettfrost.com, B-R-E-T-F-R-O-S-T. I'm posting blog posts. Check out the Facebook, Brett Frost Sports Podcast on Facebook. I'm insane right now with the pick, Stovall. 3 for 3 last week in the NFL. Win percentage is insane fire. Right now. On fire. Like I said, only got one pick for you guys this week for sure. That 47.5 over on that Niners Packers. Keep tuning into the picks. Keep tuning into the blog. I love you all. Peace.